Okay, I'm gonna call the Town of Discovery Bay Communications Committee meeting to order. Can I have roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, at this time of the meeting, we're gonna open it up to public comments. Being this is a teleconference, I'm not sure who we have on the line, so I'm just gonna ask that anyone in the general public that would like to discuss anything that is not on our agenda, please let the moderator know and you can speak at any time. Go ahead. I'm not hearing any response, so if general public joins us later, we'll let them speak if they have a desire to do so. At this time, we'll close that public comment and move back to see if we have an approval for the draft minutes of July 1st.
I make motion.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Discussion items. So I'll bring that back to staff regarding monitoring well project communications.
Good evening. So the monitoring well project was slightly delayed from the first communication that we sent out. The reason being is the construction truck actually had some mishaps or like some mechanical issues. So we created a new updated construction notice saying that it was delayed and with all the new start dates. We also put all the information on the website. So this was the mailer that went out. It was a trifold that was sent out talking about the project. And again, we put everything on the website so that they can easily look at it on the website. So I just wanted to give you an update on that. Construction has now started and the monitoring well is starting the project. So.
Fantastic. Yeah, I did see the drilling rig out there the other day.
Yeah.
Drilling away.
Yes, so. About 300 feet.
Yeah. Have we just, general knowledge, have anyone from the public contacted us at all about any concerns about the notice we sent out or anything like that?
Not that I heard, no.
Okay.
The whole idea behind the notice is that they've been notified so they don't have to.
Exactly. So it's working.
Yes.
If I could add on to that, since I live in that development and my house is adjacent to the drilling, that particular cul-de-sac has approximately 7 homes. All the homeowners had come to me personally asking what's going on. So there was some conversations because of the fact I live right there, they know part of the project.
We sent about 100 notices. So like your area and a couple streets up, and then a lot of the homes across on the water because over the water, the notice can travel, and then on Newport as well. So.
Well, I can tell you, they've been there for 2 days now. I barely hear them except for some voices when they're talking about something, so.
Yeah. Good. All right. Any other questions?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic update. With that, we'll now go to an update on our town website.
Okay, so periodically we run a paper report on the website to see what's being used, how long our citizens are looking at the website, and several other different things. So we're going to compare the year to date to the last 90 days. It seems that in the last 90 days, the public interest trends have remained consistent as they've been in the past. The public generally looks at the same themes when they visit our site. Some trends come and go, such as employment and community news, which includes notices such as the construction Dina just mentioned, or planned water shutoffs, which only get a large number of hits when there's something new that's posted. Other observations noted are that the increase in public interest in homeowners association has gone up. This shows the community is interested in their homeowners association and they're doing research to better inform themselves of proper channels to follow when they have community concerns. In the last report, we have seen an increase in visitors to our employment page, and this is great news because it demonstrates that the public has interest in working in our town. Recently, we posted a town position and we were very fortunate to receive many
Does our matrices tell us if the person is logging on through the mobile application versus a desktop application?
Yes, so it tells us which server they're using to log in, such as Google, or if they go through Yahoo, if it's a direct dodme.ca.gov that they put into the search bar. And then it'll tell you if they're accessing through a phone, a laptop, a tablet, or a desktop.
Because I've noticed when I've surfed our website on my phone, it's not as easy and user-friendly as my desktop is.
Right. The desktop has a whole lot more details than the phone does, such as the quick links. On the phone, you can't access the quick links.
Is that something that we're looking to improve upon? Or, because I know a lot of people, you know,
they use their mobile, yeah. So we have been in contact with our vendor, and they have been trying to work on that and tell us more or less when it will be available to the community, but at this point, they don't have a date for us.
Okay, but it's something they're looking at.
No, very good. I just one question. I think I know the answer. Just verified on this page here where it says you've got homepage 4,134. I guess looks or views.
Correct.
And it says 1.27. So that's people are spending a minute and 27 seconds average.
Correct.
Looking at that. Okay. No further question from me. I think. Director Gouteau has got his questions answered. So with that, we'll move on to the, where are we going here? Future agenda items. Do we have any future agenda items that you might want to talk about? Okay. Yeah, the only item that I'd have is, that, and I know we're still in the learning phase, et cetera, but our electronic sign, maybe if we could try to come up with a plan to utilize that a little bit more somehow, some way, move some things around or something like that. But we just put it on the list. We'll go from there. With that, we'll adjourn the meeting.